You're listening to Living Lab Radio. I'm Heather Goldstone. The idea of what it means to, quote, be American has been a central theme in our increasingly polarized political landscape, from immigration policy to the controversy over NFL players taking a knee during the national anthem. Of course, you can find people on both sides of any of these debates playing the it's un-American card. So what does it actually mean to be American? Deborah Schildkraut is a professor of political science at Tufts University. She studies American politics, particularly the ramifications of our country's changing demographics, and she's the author of several books, including Americanism in the 21st Century, Public Opinion in the Age of Immigration. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We have some of these phrases, American is apple pie or the American melting pot, but I wonder, is there or has there ever been one definitive American identity?
Well, there's a lot of agreement on how people think of being American and what they would say is important in making someone a true American. But I wouldn't say it's one identity. There are many different elements to it, some of which go together very well, but some of which can be contradictory that people simultaneously believe in.
So give us some examples. What are some of those key factors in how they go together to create a cohesive identity?
Right. So there's been a lot of agreement over the years in things like supports for free speech. Right. You mentioned the protests recently over the treatment of African Americans by the police and the national anthem in the NFL. So there's been a lot of support over the years, as we've measured it through public opinion surveys and through talking with people, over the idea that being able to say what you want, being able to express your views, there's wide agreement that this is a hallmark of being American and that it's important in order for someone to be a true American to believe in that and to respect other people's rights to do that. So that's what people say in the abstract. As you know, in concrete situations, some of these differences can emerge. But when you just ask people about that principle, there's a lot of agreement about that. There's also a lot of agreement about the notion that it's uniquely American to be informed and involved in politics. And again, in reality, we deviate from that ideal a lot. But when you ask people, is this an element of being American? Is it important that in order to be considered a true American, people do this? There's a lot of agreement on measures of civic engagement as well. Kind of self-governance measures.
What about things like immigration or, for that matter, ideas about economic mobility and being judged on your merits? I mean, I think those are some of the things we think of as going into at least the American dream, if not the American identity.
Right. And here is where it does get a little more complicated. But even when you ask people how important is, you know, working hard to get ahead, to be making someone a true American. There's also widespread agreement on that measure as well. You do see more disagreement on whether people think the American dream is still a reality, but there's still, in general, consensus on that. But on immigration is very interesting because on the one hand, people are very nostalgic about immigration in this country. People, and this comes across more in interviews with Americans. It's hard to get at this through surveys, but in some research that I've done, when people are asked about what makes us American, immigration often comes up without prompting, even among people who aren't necessarily immigrants themselves or their parents are immigrants. But people get nostalgic thinking about their grandparents or their great-grandparents who came here with nothing and created all these opportunities for me, and this is what makes this country wonderful. They even get nostalgic about remembering hearing other languages spoken around the dinner table when they were younger, and they get a little misty, you know, regretting that, oh, I wish I spoke Italian, I wish I knew German, and I always had trouble speaking with my great-grandmother. But when thinking about immigration today, people will sometimes judge current immigrants against this nostalgic standard that they hold. And so that might seem like people have immigration attitudes that are less welcoming. There's still a lot of support for the notion that the United States is a nation of immigrants, that our diversity is our strength, and that we are unique. Again, you know, I keep saying the word unique because there's this belief that America is unique this way, even if in some of these ways it's not unique. People think it's unique, and they like that it's unique in being a country that is built on a history of immigration.
I mean, theoretically, any national identity should have aspects that are unique, that's part of what would distinguish them from just a, you know, global identity as a human being. But are there you know, when you look at this rigorously from a research perspective, are there things about the American identity that are in some way unique or different from other national identities?
Again, you know, so this gets into the one where there's less public support, which is the notion that should there be a cultural commonality among Americans. So one thing that we say is unique about the United States is that it is built on this creed, and that to be American, you have to believe in the American creed, but it doesn't matter what your background is. But there's always been an element in American history, in law, in public opinion, that has restricted formal citizenship, or that has restricted the imaginary lines on who we are by a person's race, by a person's nationality or national origin. And when you ask people about these questions today, they get little support, right? Is it important to be white to be a true American? Is it important to speak English or to be Christian? Not that many people will say on surveys that these are important compared to the other things that we discussed earlier. But we know that people have stereotypes in their heads when they think of a true American, that they might picture a white person, a Christian person, a person who speaks unaccented English. So there is obviously a cultural element to American identity that exists and that has consequences, but is something that we say is unique in the sense that it's not codified in current law, for example, or that was rarely let me think about how to phrase this. So it wasn't explicit in our national membership in the way that it was in other countries, even though we did have, you know, early naturalization requirements that you'd be white. And of course, we had slavery and the denial of full citizenship opportunities to women and other minorities. The idea that it wasn't an explicit mention, right, the way you might see it in other countries is something that we think of as unique. Although, again, in practice, what we see as our ideal and what we see in practice is often quite different.
Given what you've been saying about the disconnect between what we espouse as a belief in an American identity and what we practice in terms of, you know, voting or policy setting or even in our personal lives in terms of our attitudes and our actions towards other Americans and other people that we encounter, how important is it to have an American identity? Or is this maybe something that we could do without?
That is a great and difficult question. On the one hand, it is important to have a sense of common purpose. Democracies don't just survive on their own. People have to be committed to the enterprise and do the hard work of being informed and involved citizens, and they need to be other regarding. And the argument is that that's easier to muster if there's this sense of common purpose and common connection.
And we see that after natural disasters or you know, as we've been talking about in recent days, the anniversary of September 11th, after violent acts, we see this kind of coming together around what we tend to think of as an American identity.
That's right. At the same time, in terms of actual empirical data, looking at how important do people feel being American is to their identity, and what is that correlated with, again, there isn't that much great research looking at that. But the little that I've seen suggests that often these correlations are not as strong as you might think. So, for example, do people who say being American is important to them, are they more likely to vote than people who say being American is less important to them? Or are they more likely to say that they volunteer in their communities? And it ends up not being a particularly strong relationship. So some of the work that I've done has led me to argue before that maybe sometimes we do care a little too much about whether people think of themselves as American and feel American, and focus instead on are they doing the behaviors that actually help the national enterprise succeed.
Why do you think it's important to study the idea of an American identity? Why is it important to have this more objective scientific understanding of what that identity might be?
So there are a few reasons. One is an American identity or any national identity is simply an identity. And we know that identities are very powerful influences over how we incorporate new information into our worldview, how we behave, how we adapt to new situations. And so simply in terms of our interest in understanding identity in general and how it affects the formation of opinions and attitudes, then it makes sense that we'd be interested in studying national identities and American identity in particular. But then specifically with regard to this particular identity, as we said earlier, it's really important as political scientists that we understand what leads people to engage in the practices that promote democratic stability and what might get in the way of democratic stability. And by democratic stability, I'm including both civic engagement broadly, but also the challenges that any multi-ethnic society might face with incorporating newcomers, by mitigating inter-ethnic conflict, and to the extent that American identity might play a role in that, it's really important for us, particularly in this age of increasing racial and ethnic and religious diversity, to understand what that role might be.
If you don't mind me asking you a personal question, mm-hmm. Your name suggests an immigrant past. How strongly do you identify as American?
So I identify strongly as American in the sense that I can't imagine being from any place else. And it's the only life I've known. And I firmly believe in the more optimistic, aspirational elements of American identity. I am a total up and down 100% story of the American dream. Immigrants who arrived through Ellis Island in the early 1900s, settled on the Lower East Side of New York with almost nothing. And now here I am, a college professor in the United States in a very comfortable suburban lifestyle. So I am the American dream, and that's important to me. At the same time, I was also raised Jewish, and growing up, there was always this feeling that I didn't always necessarily belong. The sense that America is majority Christian always made me feel a little bit on the outside. So like many Americans, for me, it was complicated, but more on balance on the side of being very American through that experience of being welcomed here and my great-grandparents being given a life here that has made my life possible. And I'm very grateful for that.
Deborah Schildkraut is a professor of political science at Tufts University. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Up next, how digital technologies are engineering us as much as we're engineering them. Living Lab Radio continues after a short break.